Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Helias Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune, and before Tom and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Helias head coach Chris Henches.
Chris, let's look back to last week, 38-28 win against Washington. You know, it really didn't feel like a 10-point game, though, did it?
Well, I mean, I thought we were in control of the game. We jumped up 21-0. You know, had a 21-point lead at halftime. You know, we came out first series, drove down, got a nice field goal, up 31-7. I'm not saying that we quit, because I mean that's not what we do. But you know, maybe there was a drop in intensity, and you know, Washington made some plays, and you know, we hit kind of a lull offensively. We weren't doing much offensively and putting our defense back on the field. And you know, they had some good plays. I mean, they had a nice few gadget plays, and you know, they had a long run for their last touchdown. You know, and that little double pass that they ran. So I mean, they had some nice things that they had built in. But you know, I thought it was going to be a close game. I really did. We'd beaten them the year previous, 49-6 or whatever. And you know, I was telling people I thought it was going to be a much closer game than it was.
Speaking of beating somebody. Twice. Now here comes Capital City. After you played them once this year, beat them, I think, 43-17.
Yeah. And that was a really close game. You know, that was a one-score game going late into the third quarter. We had struggled a little bit offensively. That was Austin's first start. And, you know, they turned the ball over a few times there deep in their own territory. We capitalized with three really quick scores and jumped up and kind of put the game away in a matter of about two and a half minutes. And, you know, they made some mistakes. We capitalized. You know, that's football, too. You know, I don't anticipate them making the same mistakes, and I expect another really tight ball game.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Helias head coach Chris Henches. And Tom, the Crusaders, they kept moving on last week in Class 5, District 5, got a semifinal victory. You know, proved a 9-1, 38-28 against 5th seed Washington in the district. I think the score surprised me a little bit, so tell me why maybe that score was surprisingly close last week.
I don't know that it was actually a 10-point game.
Okay.
If anybody that watched it. You know, Helias was up 28-7 at half, got the ball to start the third quarter, kicked a field goal 31-7 in the first basically 2 minutes of the third quarter. And then, for whatever reason, just kind of went flat.
Okay.
Went flat offensively, defensively, struggled a little bit. Washington came out with some trick plays and things and got some big yard chunks on it.
Okay. You know,
chunk yardage.
Chunk gains.
Chunk gains, yeah. And, you know, it really only got to be close to like a one-score game for just a little bit. And then Helias scored and with like 3 or 4 minutes left and got to 38 and then gave up a late touchdown to make it 38-28. You know, Chris wasn't really happy after the game. Said that if we play like that, we're going to get beat.
Okay.
From here on out. So I think that message may have been repeated over and over and over
right.
During practice this week. But he also said, look, a win's a win. This time, you know, you don't get style points.
Right.
Just move on to the next line and keep your season going.
Yeah. So the top-seeded Crusaders are where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be in the district title game. I think their opponent's a little bit surprising from the standpoint of, you know, it's never really a huge upset when a 3-seed beats a 2-seed, but 3-seed Cap City last week, you know, went down to Camden and won 38-35 with some late-game drama. And so, you know, it's going to be the, you know, it's an all-Jeff City district final.
Yeah, you know, you and I talked last week. You asked me who I thought was going to win. And I didn't really give you an answer. I just said it's going to be a close game.
Yep.
And both teams are going to score, which is kind of what happened. Not to pat myself on the back or anything.
But I'll pat you on the back later.
Thanks. But, you know, congrats to Cap City. You know, a great win. You know, once, you know, we were kind of following it. I was following it on Twitter from Kyle from our staff feed when I was talking to Chris after the game. And we saw that Camden took the lead, and there were 2 minutes left, and we both kind of thought, well, this game's over because Cap City's going to have to drive the field, and that's not really who they are
right.
In a short term. And then, but, you know, got a screen pass, drove them down the field. They ended up punching it in, and you know, by the time I got back to the car, I said, well, listen to the postgame show on Camden Radio. And it was like, yeah, there's 10 seconds left. Camden's really got to go down the field here and score. And I went, what did I miss walking up the stairs?
Right.
And I got caught up from there. It's not necessarily a surprise that Capital City is where they're at. You know,
right.
This is a program really on the rise. You know, last year, I think, was a learning year. They didn't win a district game until this year.
Right.
You know, we thought maybe last year was going to be the breakthrough year. Well, now they're breaking through, and they've broken through really big.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing that you think about when you think about these two teams meeting is, okay, what happened in the regular season? So you look back and go, on September 29th, Elias 43, Cap City 17.
Yeah.
And for those of you that want to get some extra deep dive into that game, go to the podcast that I did with Kyle McAravey on the Cap City podcast. But we talked about that game at length. But it was, in some ways, maybe a little bit closer than the score indicates in that game as well.
Yes, that game was closer than that score might have been. You know, I think the Washington game is a little more decided.
Right.
You look back, it was a one-score game late in the third quarter, and, you know, Capital City turned it over three times pretty quickly, and Hawaii converted them into three touchdowns, I think, in five offensive plays, if I remember correctly.
I think that was the scenario.
So, you know, that really, you know, I turned a one-score game into what looks like a blowout. You know, that's the lead in my story today in the paper. Like, don't pay any attention to what that score was, because it was a really, really, really good game for, you know, 30 minutes.
It
just kind of got away from Capital City in a stretch.
Yeah, and in some ways, obviously, you know, you're not the same. That was, you know, almost at the midpoint of the season. So you go, that's the sort of thing where you go, these teams are not the same teams they were 5-6 weeks ago. You know, so at a certain point you go, okay, so I guess the difference is coming into this game is, okay, who's progressed since that point? You know, you can win that game and go on and get better, and you can lose that game and go on and get better. So I think the difference is going to be, who's gotten better since that last matchup?
I think looking at the Capital City, that was the third of three straight losses for them at that point. And they've won, they're 5-0, they're 5-0 since.
Correct.
You know, and they've obviously turned things around. You come back to the Hawaii side, that was the first start at quarterback for Austin Weaver, who came in for injured Sam Wyrick, you know, who got hurt the week before against Rockbridge. Now, Austin did play, you know, basically three quarters against Rockbridge. But that was kind of, let's find something offensively that we can do on the short term for them. You know, he had the whole prep week of, you know, trying to get a fire hose into a funnel, you know, to get into his head to find out what they're going to do.
Right.
He's obviously played a bunch of games since then. Austin is a much more polished player now than he was then, and I think you can look that would be a positive for Elias, is that he's better now than he was then.
Yeah. So I'm sure everybody wants us to get into nuts and bolts of this game, but I'm going to zoom out for just a second and just ask you a kind of a big picture question from the standpoint of, both have been good. What's been more impressive this year, the Elias defense or the Elias offense? Because both have been pretty darn impressive.
I think you throw out the first half at the Cardinal Ritter game, and really the last, well, would that be 12, 22 minutes against Washington, and I'm going to say it's the Hawaii's defense.
Yeah.
Three shutouts this year, which is really hard to do in this age of, you know, offensive and a lot of rules favoring the offense.
Sure.
They played so well, you know, conference games, I think they allowed less than 10 points a game. It's the defense, I don't know that this isn't one of the best defenses I've seen in my 30-plus years of covering Hawaii.
Okay.
It's just, you know, they have a little bit of everything. The line is strong. The linebackers with Logan Montoya and Maddox Fisher, very, very, very good. Secondary is full of talented players. Now, it's not saying they can't get beat,
right,
you know, on defense, because it does. It has happened. But, boy, that has just been a unit from the start to now has just been really, really good.
So, taking that answer, let's zoom back in then to the micro from the macro and ask you, so then can Cap City find a way to be productive enough tonight against that defense to score enough points to kind of make this game real interesting?
It's going to come down to who makes plays.
Okay.
You know, you look back, I think Hawaii gave up 136 yards rushing to him the first time. That is Cap City's low by a bundle for the season.
Right.
And they picked up a lot of that on two chunk runs, chunk games, if I get by Jalen Thomas.
Right.
And so if they can put, you know, Helias has shown that they know how to, you don't stop it, but you slow it down.
Right.
You're going to give up plays. It's just, you just can't help it.
Yeah.
You just can't give up a lot of them.
Sure.
And you know, and that's why going into tonight, I'm having problems seeing where Capital City is going to be able to score enough. Now, they can move the ball.
Right.
You know, and it's just a question of can they get it, you know, can they sustain drives to get touchdowns?
So one thing that Kyle and I talked about, it is a different look for Cap City from a standpoint of, you know, at that point in that game, they were kind of down their number two running back and their number three running back. So they had some holes. They've gotten healthier. They are now healthier coming into this game than they were coming into that game. So let's just say, okay, that this is maybe a different complexion for the Cavaliers from a standpoint of, hey, we've got all these different options now, so that maybe we were a little bit hampered last time. So the big question is this the game where you go, okay, how do they approach this then from the standpoint of Jalen? Does Helias as a team want to try to stop Jalen, or are they one of those teams that goes, we'll rather stop everybody else and try to limit those guys, and then we'll see what we can do with Jalen while we're shutting everything else down? Or do they try to shut Jalen down and then just go, if other guys beat us, that's fine?
Yeah, Chris and I talked a little bit about this. The first key in stopping that triple option is taking care of the dive.
Okay.
That means that's Jalen Thomas.
Okay.
Second is taking the quarterback. You know, that's Evan Schaefer. He ran for, I don't know, 50-some yards against them. And third is basically the pitch man.
Okay.
So then it comes down to everybody. You can't get caught trying to do somebody else's job if you're the Helias defense. Do your job and just be sure that everybody else is going to do theirs.
Sure.
So the key, you're not going to stop Thomas, but you've got to stop that dive. You cannot let them get between the tackles and run, because that is how they're going to get big yards against you.
Okay. So we kind of talk about these things all the time in kind of a, I don't know, in a pie in the sky, perfect conditions world, where we look at it and go, okay, we're always talking about how, okay, first things first, we're assuming it's going to be great weather and that's not going to be a fact. And then we're going to assume that everybody's healthy coming in this game. And a lot of times that is something that does affect games. Mm-hmm. So first things first, let's talk about the weather. Yes, it's going to be colder than it maybe has been for a while. So, but it's also football weather, and yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be wet or anything. So we can kind of take that off
windy or anything.
Yeah, and we go, that's probably not going to have an effect on the game. So then the next big thing has to be health then. And we go, okay, yes, it sounds like Cap City's coming in healthier than they were the first time around, and it sounds like they're kind of rounding into shape. How are the Crusaders coming into this game, and how are things looking for them as far as having all hands on deck?
Helias will be without Miles Gresham, defensive back and receiver. He's got an injured ankle, won't play tonight. They're hoping to get him back if they're fortunate enough to win tonight, sometime down in the playoffs, perhaps even as early as next week. They don't know.
Okay.
Again, that's if they win. But other than that, they are healthy. You know, I think that bye week kind of cleared up a lot of just nagging stuff,
okay,
you know, and they came out of Washington relatively healthy.
Sure. So then the other thing you look at in terms of, okay, what might make a difference in this game, I don't think that it's a thing where maybe the Crusaders play poorly on the road, but it's sure nice to have this one at home.
It is. You know, and that place should be, you know, Ray Hinch Stadium should be packed tonight.
Right.
You know, you've got to know the Capital City. Understandably, their fans have really got to embrace the way this team has really just closed with this strong kick. And Helias, you know, again, kind of expected to be here, but still, to get there is an accomplishment.
Sure.
You know, it pays off for what they did throughout the regular season. I think it'll be a great crowd tonight. I would say get there a little early. Stay out of my parking spot. It's clearly marked. And so it's, you know, I think it's going to be, it should be a lot of fun.
And then the other thing that you say is, okay, yes, we've seen the maturation process, and we've kind of seen the steps from Cap City from the standpoint of, you know, go from, you know, just starting out to learning how to win, to then learning this year how to win a district game, and now they've won two district games. The next stage is then learning how to win a district title. So
right.
I think that advantage goes to the Crusaders for ticking off boxes, going, okay, where's the championship factor in terms of we've done it before? So I guess leading into the prediction then, do the Crusaders use that as another added advantage on their side to go, we've been here before, we know what it takes to win this game tonight?
I'm going to go, this may take a few minutes.
Okay. I'll settle back.
Settle back and enjoy. Well, maybe just listen. You know, is the stage going to be too big for Cap City?
Okay.
You know, because Helias has been there before.
Right.
You know, they've got to get over that Helias hurdle.
Sure.
You know, they are 0-4 against them all. Would that be 0-4? 0-4 against them all time. Playing for a district title, I'm sure that they're very confident, but will they come out maybe a little tentative or rattled? That's a question. Helias, this is the third straight year since being bumped up to Class 5 they made to a district title game. Chris has said, he said in 21, 22, and this year, he said, our goal for however long we are in Class 5, we want to win a Class 5 district title. They advanced to the title game in 2021, lost on the road at Holt. Last year, lost at home in the title game at Timberland. This is another shot at it,
right?
You know, and get that off the goal list. It's you know, they've accomplished everything they've wanted so far this year. Now this is the next one to get into the Class 5 quarterfinals, into that bracket. And I know, probably talking to Kyle, I know he's mentioned to me that this is probably the biggest, not probably, this is the biggest game in the history of the Capital City program.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, looking at that photo, that picture, I kind of look at it a little broader. Since 2020, we've had the Jeff City, Helias, and Cap City playing each other every year.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big games in this town.
Right.
I think, where does this stack up to where all those games are?
Right.
I'm going to say that it's probably the second biggest game between the three of the schools. I think the number one game was that first Jays Helias game.
Sure.
You will never get past that.
Right.
That would be really hard to knock out of number one.
Right.
But this is probably the second biggest game, you know, between two schools in this town, you know, that we've seen for these 4 years. And so, you know, Helias could very well come out and be a little nervous too.
Okay.
I can understand that. You know, sure. I know I spent a little extra time at practice Wednesday, and I know the defense was fired up. they were primed and ready to go. But, you know, can they carry that over or into the game? I don't know.
Okay. So I'll just flat out ask you, who wins tonight?
I would be stunned if it is another, 26 point. I just don't see that happening Right. Either way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Austin Weaver has matured as a quarterback. I think the weapons are good. One thing, too, that I didn't mention, you know, Capital City, the first time they played, they threw it 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
The first five games, they threw it 26 times. The last five games, they threw it 22.
Right.
So they threw it 16, you know. So Helias is fully expecting to have to see that ball in the air
okay. Tonight.
And so if they can bust out one or two big pass plays, like, you know, that screen pass or whatever they did against Camden, mm-hmm. that could very well be a game changer.
Okay.
I'm going to say all this before I get to the score. I think both teams are going to score tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to say Helias 31, Cap City 21.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune. And get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.